under that law, the township must not prevent the extraction by mining of valuable natural resources from any property unless very serious consequences would result from the extraction of those natural resources. And it defines valuable natural resources as follows. If you can extract a natural resource and receive revenue and reasonably expect to operate as a profit, it's considered under the law valuable natural resources. We can debate probably all night about whether we like the law or not. I didn't write it. All I can do is explain to the township that these are the laws and the rules that apply. So there's a couple key phrases. Township must not prevent extraction unless very serious consequences would occur. So many of you are thinking, well, what are very serious consequences? The Michigan lawmakers have given us some advice and some guidance on that. And in that law that I mentioned, it says, in determining if very serious consequences would result, the following may be considered. Number one, the relationship of the extraction and the associated activities with existing land uses. Number two, the impact on existing land uses in the area of the property. Number three, the impact on property values in the area of the property and along the hauling route. Number four, the impact on pedestrian and traffic safety in the area of the property. And then also, the law continues by saying another relevant factor is the impact on other identifiable health, safety, and welfare aspects in the township. So that's the public act. I believe a copy is available out there on the signage. That's the big picture law that governs how the Planning Commission can act, how the Township Board can act. The law also gives very limited discretion to a township as to what it can regulate. The township says the public act says that the townships may impose reasonable regulation of only specifically stated items, and that is reasonable regulation of hours of operation, blasting hours, dust control, and traffic, as long as, by the way, those township regulations are consistent with DEQ, state and federal environmental laws. Okay, so again, we can debate on whether we like the laws or not. I'm not here for that. If you don't like the law, I'm sure you guys can contact and know who to contact about that. But that is the relevant law. So we need a very serious consequences evaluation. And then if the township wants to impose any reasonable regulation of hours of operation, blasting, dust control, and traffic, the township has to make sure that those regulations are consistent with the state regulations and the state environmental laws. Now, the two Johns and Steve did a nice job of summarizing some of the relevant ordinances that come into play tonight. And I'm not going to repeat what they said, but I will summarize quickly the mining ordinance that is relevant. You can see, as the two Johns have stated and Steve stated, we have a site plan review request, we have a special land use application, and we have a mining request. So there's sort of three parallel requests all going on at the same time. You've heard already a summary of the site plan and the special land use, so I am not going to repeat those, and you can all think quietly yourself, the lawyers, but I'm not going to repeat those statements that have been made. Instead, I'm going to summarize the township mining ordinance that has not been summarized. That township mining ordinance is 22 pages, and it's available if anybody wants it through the township. That ordinance, again, 22 pages, very comprehensive, very thorough. Its stated intent includes the following, which I think maybe you'll find important. To properly provide for the present and future health and safety and welfare of the township citizens. And the ordinance also intends to ensure compatibility with immediate land uses and those land uses which may be affected by the extractive operations. Those are the purposes. The mining ordinance of the township, of course, requires a mining permit, and that's part of why we're here today. The mining ordinance sets detailed review procedures. The Planning Commission here will only make a recommendation when it gets to that point, and I suspect that will not be tonight. But when the Planning Commission does act, it's going to be in the form of a recommendation. The recommendation then is reviewed by the Township Board, and it's the Township Board that it actually makes the yay or nay decision. Or yes with conditions, no, okay? So the Planning Commission issues a recommendation when it gets to that point. That's set out in the ordinance. A permit, according to the ordinance, can be issued if the township board determines the following: that the operations will not adversely affect health, safety, and welfare of the township's residents, that the site will be restored to its safe and harmonious condition with surrounding land uses, and then also that the proposed operations will not adversely affect the water table or water quality of surrounding land. A couple other comments, and I only got three comments, or three pages, by the way. So a couple more comments about what the ordinance says, in case you haven't read that already. The ordinance allows the township to conduct inspections of any mining operations that it approved. Failure to correct those violations is cause to revoke any mining permit under the ordinance. Specific operating requirements are listed in the township's mining ordinance. The township's mining ordinance has specific rules for access or setbacks, and for where you can place processing plants. The ordinance also calls for specific fencing in areas around the site that's going to be extracted. And it requires several analyses, including this hydrogeological analysis, which I think you'll hear more about, probably from the applicants. And that analysis has to be submitted by a registered engineer or professional geologist. That hydrogeological analysis must show the following: that the proposed extraction will not have a significant impact to existing private water supply wells, that it will not have an adverse effect of the proposed operation in the area of any watershed. That analysis must also include an environmental impact statement. And John Enos mentioned the hours of operation. The ordinance does allow for hours of operation between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to noon on Saturday. No operations are allowed on Sunday or legal holidays. There is a clause in the ordinance for a special permit to allow hours of operation beyond those listed hours. The operator is responsible for public roads that the trucks are going to use to haul materials. And the operator also, by the way, is responsible to keep in drivable condition, at least as they exist before the operation started. The ordinance sets out noise limits. Remember, noise is one of the few areas the lawmakers actually said townships you can reasonably regulate, as long as you stay within what the state has done. While the township has noise regulations, sets a maximum noise level of 65 decibels for 1 minute. Some of you might be thinking, well, how loud is 65 decibels? We can all Google it. You might know, I'm about 65 decibels. As I understand it, 65 decibels is equivalent to sort of normal, loud talking, which is roughly what I have here. That's a general guideline. The ordinance requires a restoration plan from a professional engineer or a registered architect to restore the site to a safe, attractive, and usable condition. And as was mentioned before, the operator must post financial guarantees, initially $250,000, to ensure that the property is properly rehabbed and reclaimed. There's an insurance requirement. The applicant has to post and show that they have secured insurance in the amount of $5 million. The applicant must also post bond to maintain the roads. Violations of the ordinance can lead to fines, jail up to 90 days, fines up to $2,500. So that, hopefully, is a quick summary of the rules of how the Planning Commission and Board is going to act. Thank you.